The Toddcast Podcast on toddhancock.ca.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Jessica.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. So awesome. Good to actually get on here again. I'm so excited.
No, of course. Thank you so much for sharing the last podcast visit like you did. It was the second most played podcast of 2017 for us. It was close to 12,000 plays.
Are you serious?
It was insane.
You're joking.
I'm not kidding you.
That was the second most played?
Of the year. Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, I'm looking back going, and by the way, I didn't realize I texted, because my wife's name's Jessica, so I texted you the other day.
I totally figured. I was like, who is this? I was like, oh, Todd. I'm like, oh, you probably
sent
it to the wrong person.
Oh, totally.
And then I forgot to message you just to, like, make a joke about it, and then I was working, so I didn't even have time, and I'm like, oh, God, and then I forgot. I'm like,
I know.
But I knew.
Today when I texted you to say, hey, by the way, I noticed the, hey, baby,
so
I'm starting dinner 5:30. I'm already hungry. But
I was like, oh, who wants to take me to dinner?
Totally. I'm looking back going over the you know, kind of getting prepared and stuff for our last talk. You had 40,000 Instagram followers 2 years later. You're at 126,000. You've tripled your numbers in 2 years.
And my Twitter's gone up too. My Twitter goes up which I love my Twitter fans. So they go up oh my gosh, every day I get 1,000.
It is insane. Crazy numbers.
It's crazy. It's already up to 74,000. I think 74.1 or 7. I don't even know. Every day it changes.
Do you ever get tired of social media?
I do.
It's tough, right?
Of it.
Yeah.
It's something that I discuss on the daily. I'll bring up to my friends. I'll bring up to my mom. I just sit there and I get frustrated because it's a lot of work that I'm the only one doing all of my social media. There is no manager. I don't have a person managing my accounts. I don't have anyone taking my photos unless I get lucky or the random, things. I do everything. I'm the one that links everything. I have to think about my next move. What is the purpose of everything I'm posting at certain times? What does it mean? Is it going to help somebody? Is this just to motivate someone, or is this going to be informative?
Right.
And then too, you got to think what's catchy and what people really want to see and what's really going to get attention, because you're trying to grab attention so people do see you, because it's getting harder with the algorithm. So all of that, it's it gets very frustrating, and it, I think everyone gets frustrated at some point if it's just all them doing it.
The weird thing I find, Jessica, is that I'll post something that's just super random and it doesn't really matter to me at all. It has nothing to do with the podcast. It just kind of is one of those throwaway things. And it gets 17 retweets, 150 likes.
Yes, that happens to me too. It'll be something random.
Yeah.
Who? What? I think I just posted a photo too on my story on Instagram.
Totally,
and it was me walking. It was my girlfriend from behind. She took a photo to look at my cab.
Yeah.
And I posted it on the story, but not on my main page. And everyone was sending me DMs oh my God, I love this photo. They love the photo. I'm like, you like that photo? I'm like, there's nothing exciting about it at all. It's the most, would never expect. So it was really funny.
It's
totally the same thing.
Super fun. I'll post here's the drummer from Godsmack and here's his awesome podcast visit. We talked about blah, blah, blah. And it gets a couple, 2-3 likes, maybe a share. And it's really?
Yeah.
That's the shit I fucking care about. That's the stuff I care about.
I know.
I know.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then you got to go the other way. And it's the same thing with me. I'll put something out there that I'm it's got to either be a sexy photo.
Right.
People don't care about me in clothes. They only want the bikini shot. They really don't care about the other stuff. And I'm but I want to do the dresses and the pretty outfits and, change it up. Or I want to put stuff up that means hey, this is how to make this. This is how to do that. And that gets nothing.
Yeah.
No one cares.
You're come on. I'm more than just a fitness model and a trainer. Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently, no one cares. They're we love your information, Jeff, but don't put it on your main page.
Exactly.
Put it in your stories where we can just... We can cruise through. Thanks, we love that, but we would prefer to see your body.
Great. Yeah,
fair even enough. The girls, they're we love your content, but your body motivates me. I'm great.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're sticking to bikinis.
And how old were you when you decided to dedicate your life to fitness then?
I was 15. I mean, I was 15 because I remember seeing Kiana Tom on Exercise TV.
Okay.
And I loved her. I loved her body. I loved her hair. I loved the makeup. I loved the outfits. She was a sex bomb, and she was on the beach in Hawaii with this gorgeous tan and big boobs, and she was doing the most. She was just killing it. And yeah. I tell you what, like, I loved her tips. I learned a lot of stuff from just from that. And then I got into it because I started reading the magazines and getting more involved and had trainers, and it just went from there. It was just more like personal for me because I just knew it looked really beautiful, and I was like, that's what I want to achieve. And I just made it happen. And then as I got older, I started reading like the Zone books, and, you know, Jennifer Aniston was like really big back then. So I was like, what was her diet? And that became a thing. So I learned how to cook through those books, in that manner. And I started learning a lot of things like that. So that was another like new way of getting into like nutrition and kind of really being, more adamant about what was in my body and how to make food properly and that sort of thing, and portion sizes.
What do you do now on days where you're like, you know, I don't feel it. I don't feel like training today. What do you do on those days?
I honestly cut myself a break. I think my body is to the point now where I can just go to the gym, do a few things to get a pump, yeah. and I can maintain. I've been told that even at Gold's Gym, I've got a lot of the guys that are like, you don't have to do anything. Like, you're good right where you're at. You don't, there is, like, you're at your point where all you have to do now is just keep it going, like, keep it up. So you can come in for 30 minutes, do a couple sets here and there, and all you're doing is really just keeping it a pump, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I just give myself a break. Sometimes I get down on myself, but at the same time, if I don't need too many major changes in my body, it will not affect me. I will not get upset.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think I had to be in the gym every day, but I don't now.
I think we talked about this last time, Jessica, but probably a good idea to go over it again. What should somebody be looking for in a personal trainer?
They really, truly need to find someone who is skilled, who really knows what they're talking about, is not ego-based, who's not looking at their phone during the whole time of their session,
who's
mindful of their client and what their goals are. And they need to focus and say, what have you done? What are your certifications? Even if you have a certification, fantastic.
Right.
Let me see it. Or, you know, I want to see this and I want to know your experience. And, you know, not just looking at their social media and their body, because there's so many girls and guys out there that have done a couple shows and all of a sudden they think they're a trainer and they're going to give them these programs that have they just don't know what they're doing to people's bodies, not for other people. Someone that's mindful and someone that allows you to have balance in life.
And a really good idea would be like for those before and afters where you're like, you know, look at Leanne, here she is before, and then like, you know, here's two, 3 months later, look at the transformations.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
You have to have the transformations. You have to have the people to back it up. It's not just like anyone can buy, you know, likes and follows and these things. And, you know, anyone can steal people's transformation photos. That was happening for a while there. I think it still happens.
Wow.
So, you know, you really have to back it up. I always post like the same ones over and over because I'm like, nope, I'm not even going to, you know, and I always tag my stuff in it so people know. But yeah, that's the thing too. People have to be aware. Just be more aware and don't be so gullible. And find a trainer that you feel good with, that is there for you and you feel comfortable, because there's trainers that, you know, you don't connect with certain people. So, you know, move on and find one that you do. Give it a try.
I've got a selfish question for you.
Sure.
Lately I've been, you know, just finding it hard to not eat after like 11 at night. But as a family, we eat at like 5 in the afternoon and I don't generally go to bed until about 1 in the morning.
Right.
Are there things that I can eat later at night that won't pack the pounds on? Because I am probably, since last talking to you a couple of years ago, I've probably put on at least 20 pounds.
So it's not the nighttime eating. It's your calorie intake. So or it could be your macros need to be kind of tweaked a little bit here and there. So meaning your protein, carbs, and fats, right, and your calorie count.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, no matter what, you're going to lose weight if you're in a calorie deficit. So minus 500 calories, you know, you do that and you're going to lose a pound. You're going to lose a pound of fat in a week, right? From 3,500 calories. So
wow.
If you are eating a certain way throughout the day, and let's say you could just go over and at that 11 o'clock hour, you have all this food you're eating and it goes over your calorie count. Yeah, of course, you're definitely going to gain some pounds overnight. But if you're not, if you're just doing everything like correctly where you're in a deficit, or like you're just not going over your calories, it's not going to affect you. So you can eat at 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night. It just depends on your macros. So you should be fine. You can have vegetables. You can have your protein. You know, heck, you can have like a little bit of ice cream. It just won't have to fit into your calorie count. So that's just a quick little maneuvering of figuring out what's what and where and like where you need to be.
So you're telling me that I can't live my life like I did when I was 18 to 30 years old
you
and
probably
eat whatever
can't.
The hell I
probably
want?
Probably can't. No, I mean, if it's extra calories, it's gonna pack it on. You know what I mean? And you're not gonna be burning it the next day for like you know the glycogen. So like you're gonna pack it on that way. But if you keep yourself in a calorie deficit and it's part of your calories for that day, then you're fine. You can have it. I mean, I used to sit for my shows. I would eat until 2 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I would have to wake up at 5 and eat in 2 and every 2 hours. I mean, it didn't matter, but it was all my plan. It'd be like 10 meals later, but I was lean and ripped. I'd wake up, you know, super hard, but that was all, you know, there's ways to do it. And there's easy ways to make that a balance for you. So
what should I be shooting for? I'm 6'2". I'm about 220.
Gosh. Well, I mean, it just everything depends. I mean, I would have to sit there and do your numbers. And like I said, I would definitely help you with that and just kind of give you a nice range and be like, okay, from here to here, you're good. You know, if you can kind of stay around these areas with your macros and your calories, then you're good to go. Mm-hmm. You know, here's what this looks like. I'll definitely help you with that.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, are you a fan of Nickelback?
I do like Nickelback. I really do.
Okay, the reason I say this is because we're going to crush the numbers that we had from the last time you're on, which was about 12,000 plays. Chad Kroeger is a guest the same week as you for this appearance.
No way. Oh my God, I love him.
So
stop.
This
so amazing.
Is going to be a big, big podcast. So I'm pumped for that.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. I love that.
All right, Jess, let's get outside of fitness and training and, of course, what you're known for. Do you believe that aliens have visited Earth?
I totally do. I'm totally that girl that believes in conspiracy theories. I'm crazy about it. I was just talking about time travel the other day and having an argument with someone. And, yeah.
How good would time travel be? Like, where would you...
It's so amazing. I'm into it.
When would you want to go? Like, personally, I'm all about the Wild West. How freaking awesome would that be?
I'm down with taking me around. Good, like taking me to Italy, taking me to Spain, taking me to another galaxy. I mean, I'll go anywhere.
Yeah,
I'm good. Like anywhere, like really cool. Like like I'm down with that all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think aliens actually live among us?
I do. I actually think that they do.
So do I.
I think that they do. There's so many different dimensions, frequencies, vibrations. That stuff is so real.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you feel when something's around you, whatever kind of energy it is. And I don't doubt. I don't doubt ever.
Yeah. What are you binging right now? What are you binge watching?
Honestly.
Do you? Do you have time?
I was binge watching The Hills for a minute because that came back on. I was, you know, sitting around like, all right, I'll watch this. Mm-hmm. I watched Divorce, which is a really great show with Sarah Jessica Parker, and I can't remember the actor's name, but he's phenomenal. He was on the movie Sideways.
Okay.
Grace and Frankie is one of my favorites, and I love Peaky Blinders, but unfortunately that has not come back onto a Netflix yet, so I'm kind of getting a little itchy with that one, but that's a favorite.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch
that all day long.
Game of Thrones? Were you up in arms about the finale?
No, I'm not a Game of Thrones girl. I never watched one episode, not one.
That's interesting, because that is a freaking amazing series.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Fair enough.
Maybe if someone like puts it on and I'm sitting here like, all right, I guess I'm doing this. I'm watching the first episode. And if it hooks me, then I'll watch it. But yeah, I haven't even had time to like sit down and really watch TV. So I usually have my little Bravo shows and E! Channel or E! News, and I'll sit and do that on my Netflix. And then I haven't been able to do that because I've been so busy. So I'm actually trying to like sit down every now and then and like catch up on demand.
Right. Which is impossible to find the time, right?
It's impossible. I literally try to do it and I'm like, guess this isn't working.
Yeah. This is one I've been asking lately of my guests. Which three albums would you need if you're stuck on a deserted island?
I definitely need any one of the Doors. I don't even care which one.
Doors, well played. Yes.
It has to be, I have to hear Jim's voice. Otherwise, I will go insane. And it's funny because he comes on the radio every now, like as soon as I like need to like de-stress, his songs will come on and I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
And I'll just de-stress immediately. Steely Dan. And if I think of a girl, if I do like, there's the guys obviously. So we've got Steely Dan for sure. The Doors, absolutely. I want to say the Guns N' Roses, but I can't re-listen to their songs like all the time. So let me think. I think like maybe Chet Baker. He's like,
wow.
Yeah. Love. Absolutely love. And that would kind of just zone me out.
Been really getting into Bill Withers lately.
Interesting. I'm into it. Or country, right? Like, I love country.
Bill Withers is like a... More like he was back in the 70s. Like the 70s, early 70s. He was, it's really even tricky to kind of nail him down. He's just, I mean, write it down, Bill Withers.
Bill Withers.
Start with his song Use Me and go from there. It is, you're going to love it. It is so good.
Oh my gosh. I'll love to listen to that.
Yeah.
I love music. I love, love, love music. And I'll usually listen for a while and then I'm like, oh, this song's really great. I'll like look up the lyrics. So I get into that.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Yeah. Because I write a lot of poetry, so I'm like, yeah, I want to read the lyrics.
Oh, do you really? I didn't know that. Right on.
Yeah, yeah. I have so much written.
Have you got poetry anywhere online that we can check out? Or
no.
Why not?
No, just every now and then I'll post something, and I'm like, well, maybe I'll put this up. And then I'm like, oh, God, no, I can't. And I'll take it down, or I'll keep it up. And I'll be like, oh, poetry's not dead. You know, I'll hashtag it. Right. Yes, I really wrote it.
That's awesome.
But I love reading all poetry that's online. I always find something.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I love it.
What are your thoughts on legalized marijuana? Of course, it came to Canada last year.
I think it's fine. It doesn't bother me none. Like, when I was in California last year, instead of smelling cigarettes, I smelled marijuana 24/7. So I'm like, well, that was new and interesting.
That's better.
The only thing I would say is like negative about it is people driving, you know, because in LA, like, everyone drives crazy as it is in LA, but then you add like they're just stoned.
Right.
I mean, no one's a good driver stoned. I don't care who you are. It's like you're not really like a good driver drunk.
No, it's not the same as drinking though.
But it's still like you're still a little retarded. Like,
you are
you're a little slower.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So, in that regard, I mean, it's like anything. So hopefully people just don't drive and they're like super high. But other than that, I think it's fine. I think it should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah. What's your favorite app on your phone?
My favorite app, Lightroom. Lately, I'm loving Lightroom. For like,
what the hell is that?
Putting filters on my photos. It's like a really, like, I'll make them like a little brighter, something really cool looking, a little greenier. I love that.
Right.
Other than that, I'm obsessed with, I'm always using Waze. I'm always trying to figure out where I'm going. Oh, I'm so boring. How boring is that? That's not even fun.
Or who's your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush. Oh, that's tough. Brad Pitt. Always Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt still?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt still in the... Man, that guy's been in the runnings for like 30 years.
I know he has. I mean, and he is aging.
But not really,
I don't know. It's like a little bit like his neck is starting to age. He's got that like that jawline that needs to come back up a little. He needs to tighten that up and he'll be good.
Yeah. I'm sure you'd be okay with helping him with that, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Jason Momoa, he's hot too. And... Thor. What's Thor's name? Chris Hemsworth. I've seen him in person. He's gorgeous.
Is he? Oh, yeah.
But he's so tall. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And
but he's hot.
They're ripped.
Yeah. But he's like tall and he looks tall and lanky almost. So it's interesting that you see him on TV and you're like, huh.
Dude's
but
big.
Again, the camera adds 10 pounds. So,
yeah.
You know, they have to be skinnier.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek. No, I don't know. I don't watch either one. I'd say none. Neither.
Really? You don't watch any?
No.
What?
I like Spaceballs.
Spaceballs was awesome. That's great. That was a funny show. Absolutely. All right. Let me ask you one more and I'll let you go, Jess. Thank you again for coming on. If you could cast any actress, alive or dead, to play you in a film about your life, who do you cast?
Oh my gosh. You should prepare me for these questions. Wait, let me think. If I wanted someone alive or dead to play me in a movie about my life, oh God, that's a great question. How about Sophia Loren?
Oh, there you go. Go classic. Never lose with that.
Classic.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's so amazing. I think she could pull it off.
What a babe.
I've seen her in a couple movies and I'm like, oh my God, that she sounds like me. Like her character was just totally me in so many scenes. I'm like, yep, that's about right. And I'm Italian. I'm 100% Italian, so you got feisty in some of those movies, the Italian movies.
Nailing you.
That is good. Yep, 100%. Yep. So.
What's the rest of 2019 looking like for you, Jessica?
Honestly, it's going to be a lot of, I think, different traveling. I'm going to try and down the East Coast. I'll probably be a little bi-coastal here and there because my agency is in L.A., but I'm going to be trying out Miami, I think, or Florida. Mm. So I've got a lot of trips coming up to check that out and just kind of get settled and see what's going on there. And then I guess we'll see. I think, like, everything's up in the air, and I'm kind of excited about it. I'm really excited about, like, the rest of this year and next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm in a different place, a different mindset, a different heart space, like, mentally, emotionally. It's just, I feel really, really good, and I'm really excited. Like, nothing's holding me back. Everything's great. Ready to rock.
Cool.
You know, I'm on, my goals are just, like, let's hit them out of the park.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Vancouver?
I have never been to Vancouver.
Really?
Is that an invite? I need to come to Vancouver.
I suggest you should probably make a visit.
I would totally do that, and I would come to you and sit down and do another podcast.
I think you need to do that in person. That'd be awesome.
That'd be so much fun.
That'd be awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you again for taking the time to join us here in Vancouver for the Toddcast podcast. You are at Jessica Kiernan on Insta. You are at Jessica_Kiernan on Twitter.
Yep.
I think that's it. I guess. Oh, and of course, you got your website as well.
Yeah, of course. And then everyone can find me from there because then the rest is, you know, there's the little buttons on there they can just go to.
Clicky click, yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm so glad we got to catch up and like just talk. It's been great. I love your podcast. So it's just been amazing. I'm really excited. Thanks for having me again.
You're the best. We'll see you online.
Subscribe on iTunes at Toddcast Podcast.